Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Well, here's Dan, the Does mailman.
Howdy, Mr. Collier. We sure got a raft of Does letters today.
I guess everybody's writing to say what's dozing, huh?
Here's one from Braddock, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Mildred Connolly thinks Does is the king of wash day soaps. So when she got ready to can some tomatoes and saw how dirty they were, she dozed them.
Well, they came out spick and span, ready to can, huh?
And look at this letter from a man in Charleston, South Carolina.
A man?
Yes, Mr. C.H. Stook. He has a white canary named Butch. The bird got to looking kind of dingy. So, Butch got a does bath and came out white as snow.
What do you know? Say, here's a letter from Denver from Mrs. Minna McDowd. She says, I cottoned to Does right off the bat because Does does more of the hard work for me. Why, towels and work clothes are a cinch with Does, and my colored things come out so bright and perky you'd think they'd taken vitamins. Well, Mrs. McDowd, you got the right idea when you does everything. No soap gets towels whiter or work clothes clean easier than Does. Yet this new kind of soap is extra safe for your pretty rayon undies. You see, ladies, Does does everything. It's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does beat them all with its remarkable combination. Only Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does, does best.
Take it from Dan, the Does mailman. Does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Molly, Uncle David, and Rosie are alone now. Elsie went down to the station to meet her daughter, Mary, and Jake went with her. During their absence, Molly hatched a little plan. She called Mike Hilton at the hotel and asked him to come over immediately. But Mike still had one chore to perform, to break with Joe Ellis for good. Now that he was going to begin life anew in Lastonbury. And break with Joe Mike did, even to the point of informing Joe that no part of the $25,000 was his, because of all the money he owed Mike from the past. Right now, Molly and Uncle David are waiting for Mike. Listen.
David, dear, David, yeah. Pick a boo and see what time it is, huh?
Why didn't you go to the station with Mrs. Varen to meet Mary?
Because I wanted to be here.
You think Mike will come?
He said maybe.
If he was coming, he should be here, no?
Yes.
You told him Mary was expected?
Yes.
You told him then that's why you want him here?
Mm-hmm.
You're nervous, Molly.
Wait, why am I nervous?
Can you say, so I know already you're nervous.
Mm-hmm. Slightly, I am.
Don't be slightly.
All right, I wouldn't be slightly. I wouldn't be slightly. What do you want, David?
Nothing.
So sit.
I don't want to sit.
You want tea?
No.
Coffee?
No, not. Molly?
Yeah?
If Mike said the money is Mary's, maybe...
Why, don't be foolish, David. Don't be foolish.
So what'll he do with the money? Nobody wants it. So much money.
Because it's bad money. Nobody wants it.
Money is money. It's what you do with it. How it'll be spent. That'll make it good or bad.
We will see.
How much good that money can do.
That's a taxi?
Yeah.
Huh? Is it stopping here in front? Yeah. 202 for Jennifer?
Yes.
Who coming out? It's Mary? Chelsea?
I can't see.
Oh, it's Mike. It's Mike Hilton.
Yes. Molly, you're going to ask him questions?
No.
Should I ask him questions?
Well, what questions, David?
About the money and why you said it was Mary.
No.
Why?
Because Mike?
Mike?
Yep.
Come in, Mike.
Come in, Mike.
Come in.
How are you?
I'll take your hat.
Give me your coat, Mike.
Oh, that's all right. I won't stay very long. I just wait till Mary gets here.
Sit down, Mike.
Where's Mr. Goldberg?
He went to the station also. He's trying to get tickets on the noon train.
Oh.
He's getting your ticket too, Mike.
Look, you're sure it won't be embarrassing for you to have a guy like me hanging out with you?
Is that sensible talk?
Oh, sure it is. I know what small towns can be like. A guy like me will stick out like a palm tree in a New England landscape.
No difference, you're not, Mike.
That's because you're used to me.
Because I like you, and everybody else will like you.
Yeah, they'll all go nuts about me.
They're all nuts about you, Mike.
Yeah, but I think I ought to tell you something. There's something that's on my mind.
Yeah?
What, Mike?
Well, you see, I won't be able to buy a farm right off. I won't have enough money for that.
Oh, because you gave all your money.
Oh, that's all right. I want Mary to have it. But from here on, I want to work and see how it feels to sweat for your dough. So I'll have to get me a job. Maybe on a farm so I can learn a little about plowing and milking and hoeing. I think I can get something, I mean, without having any experience.
Oh, surely.
Surely, Mike.
The taxi approaching?
Who is it?
With Mary Nelsie.
Mary Nelsie?
Mary Nelsie. Mike, dear. Mike, go inside my room a minute.
What's the idea? I just want to say hello to Mary.
But go inside a minute better, huh, Mike?
Yeah, go inside, Mike.
I want you to see that Mary keeps that money. She found it in Finney's keepers.
We'll see. Go, Mike.
Go. Yeah,
come.
Go.
In my room, my dear. Yeah. In my room. My room. Oh.
Why, Molly? Why did you do that?
Because I have an idea, that's why.
If Jake was here, he would have something to say, Molly.
Hello.
They didn't hear us.
They went upstairs?
No, they're hanging.
Oh, they're hanging up their coat in the closet. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mrs. Goldberg.
Hello.
Yeah.
Everybody in Lassenberry sends their love.
Oh, yeah?
Thanks.
Thank you very much. We've seen a little while in here. We've seen a little while, yeah. Mrs. Wilde.
We'll see you a little while.
We're just going in my room a minute.
I
just want to refresh myself a little.
Excuse me.
You'd love Lassenberry, Mother.
I'd have to feel a good deal better than I do now to love any place or anything or anybody.
Well, I don't know what else I can say, Mother.
Mike Hilton says this money is yours.
It's not mine. It's Mike's money. It belongs to him. I stole it from him.
Mrs. Goldberg says you found it in your taxi, that Mike and his friend lost the money, and you found it.
But I knew the money belonged to Mike Hilton. I knew what hotel he was living at. I knew where I could reach him. But I didn't. I took the money. I stole it. That's stealing, Mother. I know it.
But why, Mary? Why?
I don't know, Mother. Stupid, crazy thing to do. Mess things up for everybody, not only for myself, but for you and Mike.
I don't care about that. It's what's happened to you that I care about. If there was anything you wanted, all you had to do was write to me.
I know that, but $25,000, Mother. That was more money than I'd ever dreamed there was in the world. Money enough to get anything you wanted. Anything.
Well, but what did you want, Mary, that you didn't have and that I couldn't give you?
I don't know myself, Mother. Everything. Everything that have made me feel equal to those women who used to ride in my cab. Living in New York makes a girl like me feel small, townish, Mother. I felt all my life was racing by me, and I was getting left behind in the backwash. I saw all the things I wanted owned by others. I had dreams about being happy, too, and somehow it always meant having a lot of money. I used to drive those wealthy people in my cab, and I'd be envious.
Blinded by such sham, Mary.
I didn't know it then. It seemed as if all the excitement, all the happiness belonged only to those who had money.
So that's why you took the money.
Stole it, Mother. Don't forget that. Stole it from Mike. And never even went to the police about it. He didn't want to hurt me. Or you, Mother, that's why. Don't you see that? Don't you see that, Mother? Then I met Lenny and I fell in love with him. That's when I realized how mistaken I was. That money didn't mean everything. But Lenny, I wasn't lonely. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No sense in crying now, darling. Come in my room, Mary, darling. Come in. I'm going to talk to Mary, Mrs. Warren. I'm going to talk to Mary. Come, darling.
Hello, Mary.
My.
Now, you're going to break me up if you don't stop crying.
Oh, my.
I'm listening.
Will you do something for me?
Sure.
Talk to my mother, please, Mike.
I got nothing to talk to her about.
Oh, yes, you have, Mike.
Yes, you have, Mike.
Yes, you have, Mike.
Yes, okay. You have, Mike.
Okay. It won't do a bit of good, but...
Go with Mike, Mary. Go with Mike. Go with Mike. We wouldn't go. You go.
Elsie, I'd like to talk to you. Mary thinks I'm a great guy, don't you, Mary? Remember what you always said, Elsie? If Mary said it was okay, you'd kind of think it over. That's all I want you to do. Think it over.
Well, this is Mike's last deal. If Elsie refuses to listen this time, well, Mike isn't the sort to try a thing like this more than once. Now, I'm no mind reader, but I'll bet many of you have often thought, why on earth isn't something done about dishwashing? Now, look, when I stand here and say, does his best, does everything in your wash, I'm giving you a tip on dishwashing, too. Why, sure, this new kind of wash day soap does everything for dishes. Just bring out your dishpan and I'll show you what everything means. It includes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. It means truly fast action on grease, along with greater kindness for your hands, better care than any other leading wash day soap gives you. Just wait till you see Does in action. See how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the second water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep reaching for more soap. And watch how Does cleans up sticky frying pans, cuts grease without any hard scouring. And listen, notice how extra kind Does treats your hands, how beautifully soft and smooth it leaves them. Yes, does your dishes, and you'll know does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war, so when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.